You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Cubby is a Glasgow-based comedian who received four yeses on Britain's Got Talent back in 2020. He's been getting lots of laughs on the Scottish comedy circuit since then and is here to tell us about some of the exciting things that he's been doing since he talked to Ellie last spring. But before we start talking, let's have a little listen to some of Cubby's stand-up.
You know, it can be frustrating being blind, especially when it comes to things like my birthday, right? I mean, I don't know why people will insist, right, in wrapping my gifts. Hardly spoiling the surprise, is it? I mean, see, if I wanted a surprise, I'd just get in my kitchen and play a game of dinner roulette with tins of food.
Hi, Cubby. I'm excited to hear about all that you've been up to in the last year. What have the highlights been? What's changed for you since then?
Well, since that point, I've basically just been trying to work my way through the circuit and build up a reputation and get the longer slots and higher profile gigs, and that seems to all been going really quite well. Plenty of plans for the new year and more interest all the time. So everything is quite positive at the minute.
That's great. And how has your style changed? Because you're doing longer sets.
Yeah, well, as much as I can. I tend to talk mainly about what happens in my daily life. And obviously my blindness is a massive part of that. So it's always going to be part of my set, sometimes more than others. But it's always the elephant in the room, and it's something I need to address every time I get on stage. And to be honest, there's a really funny material contained in being blind.
And you're working on your first show for the Edinburgh Fringe this summer. What is the show about? And you're working in a group of three people. How has it been developing a show with other people when you're used to performing mostly your own sets?
Well, I've got to be honest, working with other people, if I was to use one word, it would be frustrating, because it's difficult to get meetings and organise gigs and meeting up, but we're getting there and we're gradually planning the show. At the moment, we're going to have our first work in progress at the start of March, and then we're going to give it a run in the Glasgow International Comedy Festival and keep working through other shows until we eventually get to Edinburgh in August. The show itself is going to be called Pain Stopping, Choose Life, Choose Laughter, which is basically a life-affirming show about how myself and my two colleagues deal with the cards that have basically been dealt in life and how they've managed to adapt and deal with the situations that have been handed.
And how is making and developing an Edinburgh show or a longer show like this different than how you develop your own sets?
Obviously, we want to provide something that has a theme, and it's more of a kind of journey rather than just a single person talking about their life. So we've tried to have the life-affirming theme throughout the show. And given there's three of us, there's going to be transitions into each of us performing. Probably we'll find a natural rhythm to who's opening, who's middle and who's finishing, but we'll work that out as time goes on. But we're just really excited about how it's going to go and the doors it may open for us.
And what are you most excited about going to the Fringe, and what are you a bit wary of? Because some other comedians talk about it as quite a gruelling but very fun experience.
I'm really looking forward to it in terms of it's something I've never done before. Gigging that many days in a row, I'm expecting it to be quite grueling, as you said, and probably test my friendships to the limit. But I think the whole point in doing it is to become better comics and hopefully develop a performance along the way.
And you've got a gig coming up a bit sooner as well, on the 1st of April. Can you tell us a bit about that show?
Yeah, so this is part of the Glasgow International Comedy Festival. I'm appearing a few times during the festival. As I said, we've got a work in progress for the Edinburgh show during the festival. But also, I have got a Scottish Comedy Collective show taking place at Eastwood Park Theatre on the 1st of April. And it's going to star myself and other comedians, Graham Mackey, Chris Forbes and Raymond Mearns. And it's looking very positive in terms of sales and should be a great night. We're all really looking forward.
Awesome. And where can people find out more about your work and find tickets to your upcoming shows?
There's some tickets available through the Glasgow International Comedy Festival itself, or tickets can be picked up through East Renfrewshire Culture and Leisure. Best place to follow me would be on Facebook through Cubby Comedian or through my Twitter, which is David_Cubby.
Well, thank you so much, Cubby, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio, and we'll hopefully talk to you after your Fringe show.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and I'll be delighted to come back and let you know how it all went.